we're on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of going through some halachas of Beis HaKiseh, the process of Kinuach Beis HaKiseh. Amar Rabbi Yanai. That's what I have. In Yeshua, you have it? If a person, so we were discussing before that they would take stones. The stones are bets and muksa, but they were matzah, the stones which are the proper stones which would function properly for the person to do a mice of kinuah besekise. So Rabbi Yanai says, if you have a mokum kavuah besekise, if a person has a place which he's going to use more than once, so it's a mokum kavua, so when he does it, whatever stones he doesn't use at night, he can then possibly use the next day. So then he can take in maloha yad, a full hand's worth, which is not considered an extra tilta muksa because they'll be used eventually. Im lav, however, it's not a mokum kavua, so then kehechra. Now Rashi says kehechra means, we said three, hechra means like the balance. So we mentioned there's three different shiurim earlier. So the middle, three different sizes. So the middle size would be called the hechra. That's the one which is like the balance between the two. So the correct size is to take in the stones which are the size of an egos, which Rashi says is larger than a kazayas and less than a kebaya. Now, meducha ketanah shel psamim. Sometimes they would use like the pestle, which could be used for psamim. That was something which they would sometimes use as a kinuach. So Amar Rav Sheshes im yesh aleha. Now the question here is being metaltolit. Betzim is a klishim not aliyaser. So you should, you're allowed to move it letzarach gufay, but the normal usage of it is something which is aser. So it has to be clear that it's being used for this purpose. So the only way that's going to be mutter is if it has aid, it has some indication it's used for that purpose, means there's some marking that had been used before for that purpose. There's a little bit of tsaya left on it. So the Morse says, that's not safe. Meisve. So the word mevina is ultimately de tachtonius, the ten things which cause a person to get tachtonius, which usually is understood to be hemorrhoids. Veluhain. A person eats the leaves of which grow on reeds. Valigafanim, grape leaves. Valigafanim are the new little growths of the vine, like your hearts of palm type of thing. So the hearts of the vine. Marige behema belamelach. Marige, Rashi says, are the different organs of the body, which are not, it's not a smooth type of an organ. It has, so Rashi says, one example would be the skin of the tongue, etc. So those things, if they're eaten belamelach, then they cause tachtonius. Veshidra shel dog, a person eats the spine of the dog. The dog maliach shel abishal kotzorchoi. A cooked fish which has not been fully cooked. Mashur Shishmura Yain, person who drinks sediments of the wine. Makaneach Besid, a person does kinuach Beis HaKiseh with seed, which is, I mean, that sounds. Ubacharsis, a person uses seed, charsis, or it's like round pieces of charis. Or a tzror which had been used, a stone which had been used by somebody else. A person in the Beis HaKiseh, instead of sitting, he's like semi-standing, leaning against something. So the Mora says that you can't use kinuach which had been used, something which had been used before. more answers is loy kashmir. Gives a few possible answers. Kasha habalach habayovesh. If it's lach, it's not safe. If it's dried out already, it's not going to affect him. If he's same kami sadechad, kami beisodim. If he's using the same side or using the other side, maybe same ahadidei hadachavrei. The problem is only if it's somebody else's. If it's his, it's not going to affect him. Amalei abayel Rav Yosef yordolei akshamim v'nish tash tishu mahu. If it has to have this indication, so it's rained on, so now what happens? Even though it's been used for it, im hoyer rishum nicker is mutter. It has to be still nicker in some way. Okay, Rashi says, the Rashi, im yesh mokum kabula, basically he say it's the last of the middle sized lines. Whatever he doesn't use by night, he can use the next day. So you can put a full hand's worth. If not, kehechra. Kashir machria, the middle, the shear, which will be the balanced shear, kegos, the size of the nut, nafish mekazayas, mezutu mekabay, which is larger than a kazayas, less and smaller than a kabay. Mezutu katana malach to the iser. Really, it's made for a different purpose, to crush things, which is osir. So also the talit alone, except for the if it's clear that it's being used for this purpose. And that's mutter without any type of size limitation. Yeshla eid kinuach ha-me'id shasuya l'kach, something which indicates it's used for this purpose. So then mutter the talit alone, the kinuach, and you can use it for kinuach without a size limitation. Tavtonius is figish, lovik vanim oisin pitzulim hagdelum begefen, the new little growths with grow on the gefen recurrent vidish. Meriga behema kol bosa sheish be behema haosik merig. Merig is like a saw.
Has it? Bob, it's bumpy.
Shupagum vicharuka. It has downs and has cracks in it, kemerig, like charutz chadosh, klemer kamakim shein abasur cholak. It's not smooth type of skin, flesh. Can klip is a loshen. Example would be the skin of the tongue. Can hachek, or if they would eat the palate, sheish berkemin kutzim. It has like little things sticking out. Kibekimus, ukabesakosis. The besakosis is also bumpy. One of the animal stomachs. I'm trying to remember the English name. I remember it. Okay. Okay. We had basic questions at the end of the second paragraph. She can have a chavei, right? I said, "Bachar says nami koi." So it's besidu becharsus and betzror shkinech bechaberei. It's not the problem of sid and charsus by itself. Rashi is saying, but any one of those things, if they've been used by somebody else, hatoylo shena yoshev is not sitting. Ama kinech bechaberei lo chazil lekinuach. If it's been used before, it's not roy to use. Rashi says amal yael im yeshel aed is mutter, but the fact that it's been used before makes it mutter. So lach lo chazi. Yavish chazi. If it's wet, it's not. You cannot use it again. If it's dried out, so it's safe. Tzadechod, but is it such a kinef b'chaveri lechazi lekinuach? Can't use the same side. But tzad sheni is chazi. The other side is still usable. Yidei, shayu kinuach shalel shaloi. If it was his own previous, he used it himself before. He can use it again. Let's say it rained and it made each tash tishu. I say that aid now sort of. The reshuma it's been washed off. Mao mi botzel liyichudid hu eloid is the act of being miyached for this purpose no longer valid. He says reshuma nicker is mutter. The kim and the mos lechazel lepsamim. Well, let me botzel. Maybe say kisa. He will not use it for anything else at this point in time as long as the has not been totally cleaned. Boimene rabba bar Rav Shila meinav chista. Malalus, Nachrov Legal. So a person would go up to the the roof sometimes to be mefana, apparently. Can he schlep these stones all the way up to the Gag? There's one thing to reach out where he is and take some, but to schlep him all the way up, where Chazal matter that far, the tilta muksa, or the issue was tircha. Were makel to the point that they were matter Chazal found in the Psukim that the Torah was matter certain things because of Kavod HaBriyos. So therefore Chazal are going to give it that Cheshibas also. Where do you find such a thing? You find by Hashabbos Avedo that if a person sees an item which would be embarrassing for him to carry according to his stature, etc., he's not mechuyev to carry it. Now, the Gemara over there in Brochus talks about this, says there's a difference between Shebas Tas and Kumbase. The Kavod HaBriyos is Deichel, he's not mechuyev to go and be mevaz himself. But to go Kumbase and transgress a lav, you know, actively transgress, that's passively, he's not returning the item, he's just passively, you know, the Torah has commanded him to do something, and he's not doing it. But to actively go against the Torah, that you couldn't do. Here we're doing that. This is a Durabonon, but Chazal took their cue from the Torah. The Torah is going to be matter, an Isidur of the Torah, the B'Shei Bal Tasa, we can be matter our Isidur Durabonon, even Kumbase.
I don't quite understand. I mean, they could do matter Durabonon anyway.
But the point is they would do it. They took their cue, they're taking their cue from the Torah that this is a Dabar Chosh about to be able to do that. Yosef Meremer became law the Hoshmaita. So Meremer was saying over this halacha that you can take it up the Bisaki to the Gag. So Esve Ravina the Meremer. Rabbi Yezer Omer, Natal Adam Kisim Mishalafonov, Latsus Bashinov. So a person can take, if there's this pile of little splinters, which bets them, really they should be muksub. So the person is allowed to take one of those splinters to use it as a toothpick. You can only take from something which is in the trough, the feeding trough of the animal, which is not muksa because it's been designated for feed for the animal. So then you want to take, if there's a splinter there, you can use it as a toothpick, but otherwise you can't. And the more it feels, there's an issue of Kavod HaBriyos over here. You have the food sticking out in your teeth. It's very, very embarrassing. Normally, yes, that's true. Versus Hachi Hashtab, that's not a good comparison. What is this that you're comparing? Hasim Adam Kaveh Amakam Lesuda. A person eats in a normal place, so he has the ability to prepare beforehand for his needs, and he should have prepared something beforehand. That's why the Chachamim do not permit just taking wantonly. You could have designated some splinters for toothpicks from before Yom Tov. So you want to go now in Yom Tov, fine, go find something which is not muksa. But Hocha over here, Adam Kaveh, Machum, the Besek Yisei, there is sometimes actually says that they would go to the place which is designated to somebody there, so a person would use a different place. There wasn't the limited places where they used the basic kisei, so we had to find new stones. So Chazal did not put a limit on the stones. Sirashi, Ma'ol ha'loisa machra b'gag, im ol ha'shom l'panois, if he went there to relieve himself, b'chashinu l'tircha yuserso oiloi. That is an extra tircha to allow what Chazal considered with extra tircha to schlep it up. Shadachat lo saseg d'chsi, v'hizalam ta mehem. So Chazal darshan, even though the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, prat l'zokin ben l'fichvore. So, you know, Chazal's mashal is the him schlepping the horse through the streets. Probably we picture nowadays, you know, you have some kid's notebook, which is, you know, Superman, you know. And Rabbi Ann were walking through the shopping center carrying a Superman notebook. Right, okay. It's not the Fichwaira. Bahakanami Tiltud Rabbanon. So Tiltud Rabbanon allowed the loy saucer asmachua Rabbanon. And Mahum Kabarabriya says Nitcha. Even though it has a source in the Torah, its Rabbanons have the weight of it is of the Torah, but it can be Nitcha because of Kabarabriya. Mishalafanov. Samim Hamutolam Agabi Karka. You have these little splinters sitting on the ground. Well, I'm reading. You're allowed to take one to use for as a toothpick. Well, I mean, muksin. You don't say that all the muksa. You can't do that. Lachsus litzul habasar shebena shinayim velachsus benayim. He wants to separate between leave the separation between the teeth. Clear out the separation. That means take the food which is cut stuck between the teeth. Minu avos shumuchan. It's been designated beforehand to feed the animal. Alma himiru divrei mekum kavod abrius. Even though there's a kavod abrius issue of this food sticking out over there, chazal were not matter muksa. Shepam shenir mi bechutz, it's visible. The ganai hulo, and it's embarrassing. Hasam barim kavei exuda mekum kavei the suda. V'ha'yilo lahachin sham measma. He knows where he's going to eat, so he can prepare beforehand. Hacha adam kavei the besikise. It's a me. It's a question. It's read as a question. Pamim Shemoitza Adam Shami goes to where he's Kaveh Makam and there's somebody else there. V'halof Makam Acher, they go somewhere else. Basikisa Lahay Motzalahem Bibatayim, they didn't have Basikisa in their houses. Rashi says, why not? Shayidarin Bibatayim Balia, Bibne Dechak Batim, they were crowded and they couldn't have a Basikisa right available by them, by their house. They didn't have an outhouse right next door because they lived in city type of dwelling. Interesting, Rashi describing what was like, you know, in Babel they had this problem of overcrowding. You know, we in the Middle Ages we didn't have that problem. You know, sort of like always picture like the Middle Ages is where the crowding problem started. Rashi, just a historical note. Rashi picture, it's like, you know, nowadays we don't have the problem. So what was the problem? Rashi's, you know, sort of addressing it for the Talmud. Like, how can you understand what the problem is? You know. Medieval France apparently wasn't such an issue. The person had his house and he had his outhouse. Or his outplace.
Medieval France was probably a lot colder much of that time
than that's probably also true. Okay. In Russia, Bibatayim doesn't mean in their houses. I don't think they didn't have plumbing. I mean, they had chamber pots, but you know, that's not what Russia's talking about. The Morris mentions that also. Okay, Amar Rav Huna, within the same topic, but a new issue. Also, Lepano is besudder near B'Shabbos. And besudder near is a field which has just been plowed before it's been planted. So it's called besudder near. So Morris says you can't use that place as to relieve himself. My time. Why not? Eli, if the real problem is Mishum, Davsha, that the case is at somebody else's field, and by doing it, you're tamping down the earth and hard, and you know, it's not loose anymore, so I feel a b'chol. Nami, that should be a problem. I can't use my neighbor's field for that purpose even on the weekdays. I'm damaging his plowing. Vela Mishum Asovim. Once when you plow it, so you moisten, so the suppose the hard cover on top of the earth, when you plow it, so it moistens up the ground, etc. So the stones that you would use in kinuach can have, I guess, rushes asav, the asavim, I'm not sure if asavim is more like a type of a moss or something would start to grow on them, because all of the moisture would allow something to grow. So there's going to be some issue of tearing them off of their either the point is the stone is connected to the ground, or there's on the stone itself is some growth, and that's going to be rubbed off when he's mimikaneh. Morris says if that's the problem. Vamarish Lakish, Sarasha Allah by Asavim, it's mutter the kaneh, but it's the Rosh Hashanah is kaveh. and it's mutter. So even though it might tear off some of the stuff. But the Hatzalash Mimena B'Shab is Chai B'Shatis. But you should know that a person does it intentionally, is would go intentionally to tear it off, that would Taka be Chiv Chatis. So the Gemara says, but the same time, because the Rishakha said that to do it in an act of Kinuach, but it's not a Vada, it's not a Sikh Resha, and it's Mutter. So why are you telling me that it's Asr? Ella, the Gemara says, the problem over here is, Dilma Nochet Mi'iloi, Mishad Alitatoi, Mechayev Mishum Derab. If the field is been plowed, so there's highs and lows, so you want high, you want furrows, you want highs and lows, but at the same time, you don't want the highs to be too high and the lows to be too low. So if you move a little bit, something high to something low, you're sort of making it the malacha of cheresh. We spoke about this before. The malacha of cheresh, it's maisa, it's an act of let's say removing dirt. But the yisod of the malacha is making the ground ready to plant it. So if sometimes moving dirt in its place and putting it the right height would be an act of chareish. You're making it more accessible to plant. So moving from high to low, kimichayiv, because the rabba dama rabba haisalaguma, person had a depression, betimimu, and he filled it up, mebayis. So they had dirt floors. Chayv mishum burna. That's an act of being burna. Besodas chayv mishum charish. That'll be considered charish. Okay. So that's what we're worried about. So meanwhile, we brought in Rish Lakish's statement that Rish Lakish said that you can use the tzrar, which has a subim on it, for the purpose of kinuach. But if you intentionally tear off of it, it's chayv chav. So this is the statement that Rish Lakish said. Omer Rav Papi, Shomer Amid Rish Lakish. We can derive from Rish Lakish the following concept. In other words, I think we discussed this. I think we have discussed this. I don't remember where. That Chazal, we can't ever discuss this before. Chazal understood, and Mr. Morrison is discussing right now, that it's possible for something to get yanika from the ground without being actually placed in the ground. So, if a person would have a flower pot with a hole in the bottom, so it's not planted in the ground at all. But there is a process of nutrients which are passing from the ground into the flower pot. Now he picks that up, so he's going to be limiting that yanika because he's moving it away. So even though there's nothing really right, so is that a problem or not? Well, in Rish Lakish's case, you had this sror which wasn't it stuck in the ground. It had this moss or something, whatever it is, which is on it. And now you pick the sword up, you're moving it further away from being in the ground where it gets the anika. So he says, Shema Minor, from Rish Lakish, high parpisa, which Rashi says was an otzitz nakuv, a flower pot with a hole, which you had planted something in it, sure, a little tuli, you're allowed to move it. It's not considered that that's an act of toilish. By limiting the yanika, you're doing tlisha. Tlisha, the malacha is kaitzer, is the act of cutting something off from its source of its nutrients. So that's what you're doing. No, you're not. That's not considered that. So that's what Rav Papi said. Maskel Rav Kahana. Imamr l'tzarech, yermur shalom l'tzarech. If it's mutter for the purpose of basic kisei, it's not going to be mutter, covered of rias. It's not going to be mutter in general. The Rashi is going to say, if you tell me the raisa, tzarech or not tzarech is not going to be able to make a difference. So Rish Lakish, when he said, a toshman of a Shabbos is chayiv chatos, would have to mean Derabanan. And do you find such a lashon chayv chatas on derabanan? Rashi says Rashi pulled out another case in Shas where that is found. Now comes along Abaye, and Abaye says, "Amar Abaye per piso ha'ol ba'asul yodin lema b'milsa." Now that we mentioned it, I want to say something about that. Ha'yimunach agabi karka, v'nicho agabi yisaidus. If it was sitting on the ground, and you put it up above, now it's standing on some type of like a stilt, something which is holding it up. Nechayiv mishum tarlish. It's considered tarlish because you have lessened the transfer of nutrients. Let's say. And vice versa, you take it from being suspended to lowering it down to the ground, you're getting it, giving it more nutrients. So that's the malach of under the umbrella of Nateya Zareya was anything which helps the plant grow, watering it, etc. So this would be the same, opening up a window in a opening a shade in a room and having the sun come directly onto a plant is considered Nateya. And giving it sunlight.
So does that mean that if you have live plants in a room Friday night, you can't close the curtains Saturday morning? Is that a curtain?
You can close the curtains Friday night because there's not light coming in, but the way I call it. You know, it's interesting. The way it's brought down in the halacha, if I recall correctly, we haven't seen that halacha recently, it seems to discuss the idea of direct. In other words, even though any light really is good for the plant, but the direct light is more significant. If I recall correctly, I would not pass on the shot without looking it up. Yeah, I'd have to look it up. Okay, with this here, Rashi. Saranir. Harisha Rishana, that's the first plowing in the field. But Omer Lizria, now it's going to be planted, as opposed to, like Rashi, we had before, something that they plow a second time after you plant to cover over the seeds. Shum Davsha, because of the trampling of it. The issue here was somebody else's field. So he's tamping down the newly plowed thing. And he's hardening the place which had been plowed, which is the exact opposite of what he guy wanted to do. Versus no, now that you've plowed it over, so it's much more moist field. Some other malatzor, there's the grass that grows on the rock. Shuma kanech, by the tloshim, when he's mekanech, it gets torn off. But to the kanech, the enemy's kabin litlosh, but through the locha kruv shimon. So we're talking about there was a subim on the rock itself, but he wasn't intending that they should be torn off through that tikkunuach, and you're gonna have to say it wasn't a secretion. But what tells you men are miskaven, a person would intentionally take it off. Chayiv the bakim gedulo who, al pishu tzur v'no offer. Even though this is not dirt, it's growing on this rock, but that's its makam gidul. So tearing it off of the rock would be considered an act of tarlish. So you have a rock which has moss growing on it, and you take the moss off of the rock. That's considered an act of tarlish, even though the rock is not dirt. It doesn't really grow on the rock. Out of the rock, it grows out of whatever, and it grows on the rock, but the rock is not giving it its nutrients. Shalkim Eloi, Mimachim Gavshushis, you take from the place of a little hillock, Mishadu the Tatoi, Lamachim Gumatib, there is a hole, Umashra Harisha, you make the plowing now the right equal height. Maybe told of the Harish, that's told of the Harish. The bias Shaykh Binyan, and the house is considered Binyan. He fills out the holes which are in the floor. The usage of the floor is that's the problem. Basada Masakana Kharisha, the son of the promised Kharisha, Mirish Lakajam Mutla Kanakpoi, Lamin and Swarzeha, some Mashallah, Milakluza Kirka, Hem Yotzim. They're growing from the nutrients of the ground. Ukajamakbiya, when you lift up the rock, Karehu, Ka'ikran, Mikidulayim. So you are thereby taking them away from their nutrients. So that's the malacha of Terlesh. Well, if that's true, Hai Parpisa. It was a flower pot with a hole, which you would plant in, which had been planted. That's Parpisa. Now, Rashi said that she was a garden in Mitzasa. I found the pshat that she was a garden, which is a fascinating little tidbit over here. Shows him chosless mikapas tamorim. What they would do is they would make like a basket out of lulav branches. You'd weave a basket. Malanus, they offer vizebel, behema, they put in fertilizer. Their fertilizer was manure and dirt. The chav beis, oitesov yerm, lithem Rosh Hashanah. 2 or 3 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Oizin kol echad, ve'echad. Everyone would make one, l'shem kol cotton, v'ktana shebebayis. They'd make one with each, for each, correspondent to each child. They put a bean in there, pula mitzri, a kitnis, some type of bean. Rekarla perpisa, it was called a perpisa. I'm not sure what was the name of that. Tzemeach, and it would, that was enough time for it to sprout. Uberer shoshana, not to call echad shaloi. They would take each one, machzira svibas roishoi, and they would do kaporis with it. Sheva Pamit. Vermezet Hachazet, Vizet Halifasi, Vizet Murasi, Umashlichal and Northern, throw it into the river, and that was the minhag of Kaparis. So Rashi gives you the Regalim's version of what Kaparis was done with. This is a fascinating tidbit. Okay.
No chickens involved.
Right. Sure, I mean, again, there's some people have, you know, different sources, but Rashi, where Rashi brings the source from the Gaon, which is like, that's our first, you know, first, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. So the first mention of it is in the Gaon. Rashi's version of the Chuvas Gaon was that it doesn't want anything alive. That developed later on. The only you have close to in the Gemara, the more it talks about, no, not really, you don't have the Zet HaChazev idea. Okay. Shorta Tule, Lamin and Telush. She a lot of movement, it's not considered Telush. She said, Letzarech Kino Kavar Abriyas is Mutter. Now, Baya said, a person moves these things up and down, is Chai Mashim Telush. Deino Nehena Shuv Mirech HaKarka. So that, you know, we call it this smell that the ground's giving off, which means the nutrients which are going up from the ground into the otzitz is by lifting it up higher, it's going to limit that. Now the question will lean near the high chai of lav dafka. It doesn't really mean chai, but osir, it means osir. Like you had before, chai met makas martis. Now the language of Abaya that works chai mishum nateya. But the problem is the language of Rish Lakish was Chayiv Chatas. So it's hard to get around that, unless Rashi did not have that girsa before. Rashi just says Chayiv.
It says the high Chayiv.
Right. Same, well, because he's going, right now he's going on Abaya. Abaya's language is Lashon of Chayiv. Chayiv Bishum Nateya, Chayiv Bishum Telish. So that can mean Chayiv Makas Martis. And that the Drager points out on the side, we had a Gemara before, that meant Mabez, and where says Chayiv meant Makas Martis. Ela Osir, Rishim the Domino Telish, is like Telish, the Chayiv Mamish Komer, if it really means Chayiv, let Sarech, Hechi Shori Rabbanan, just because you need it, how could it all be matter? And Isser Chorus Veskila, Mishim Kinuach. You find a similar usage in Sanhedrin. Chai Mishum Nashkaz. The more says Balakusis. I'm sorry, Balakusis is a person who has relations with the Kusis. is chayv b'shem nashkaz. He's over the. He's chayv because of the iser of nida, shivcha, goya, and zayna. The lav min raisa he elam min rabbanan. The more you use the lashon of chayv, even though it's not the rabbanan, he's not chayv because of nida. She's not. There's not the nida by her the raisa. Okay. So in Tosfos over here, Paulson points out that the bin and by his lashon elitzak upon him, the lashon is chayv makas martis. But he asks the kasha that there's a gemara in Gittin, which the gemara understands an otzis nakuv, even though it's actually even suspended in the air, it's considered like it's getting nutrients from the ground according to mechlagis tanoim. Rabbi Huda says that it's potter from meiser. According to Rabbi Huda's potter from meiser, it's still considered growing on the ground. So you have a steer and see the sugyas. You have to be masber. In halacha, it's brought down that it's aser. Now, we still haven't explained according to that. You know, you're going to have to, if you tell me it's the Rabbanan level, so Rabbi Ishlokish is in, was the Tzarek Shinul Besa Kisa. They were matur. You learn the Raisas, it is very difficult to understand. Let's see. Amr of Yechonah. Also, the Kenech Becheres B'Shabbos. A person can't take a little piece of a shard of pottery and use that for kinuach to clean himself. Versus my time, ilay mishum sakana. There's an element of sakana. He might cut something, tear something over there by using such an item. So bechol nami, that's a problem. Kol the weekdays also. Velam mishum kshafim. Well, some more is going to bring that being mekaneach becher is something which gives the mechashrim a power over the person to do kishuf from them. So feel b'chol nami again, that can't be done, shouldn't be done even on the weekdays. Velam mishum kshafim. No, I said that. Velam mishum hasharas nimin. So the problem is that a person has hairs over there, and using this sharp item will tear off some of the hairs from the person's body, and so that's obviously not a weekday problem. It's only a Shabbos problem. But darshenim miskaven with darshenim miskaven. So why is that also? Okay, so you don't understand what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amal Rav Nosson Bar Oshia. So Rav Nosson Bar Oshia said to the people in Beis Medrash, Gav Rabba Omer Milsa. If an Adam Gadol says a pshat, you can't just leave it hanging. That doesn't make any sense. So name a time we have to explain a reason. What Rabbi Yochanan meant to say was the following. Then in Chanami, it's us in the weekdays, and the chiddush over here is that it's us even on Shabbos. Why? Because remember on Shabbos we were matzah before moving stones which are muksim for the purpose of basic kisei. So maybe I could argue that the shards, you have a piece of pottery which broke. As long as it's still usable for some purpose, it's not doesn't become muksa. So maybe he should be mechuyev on Shabbos to use the charsis and not be metaltel the stones. So let me boy bechol. Obviously, on the weekdays it's also. Alav b'Shabbos whole week of teres kliya lov. I would say in Shabbos, where the charis can maintain the status, the little pieces, even it's still a small amount, it can still hold something. So it's still oisamein melachter bishul. You could use it to get a little bit of water and give it to a kid or something like that. So it has a kli. So I would think shapar dami that that's considered more proper to use that more than the tsror. From Ashman Lon, that he said even that's you should not. Okay. It's Rabbi Masalom Mishum Hasharas Neiman. Rabbi explained to Rabbi Yochanan's halacha the problem was because of the tearing of the hairs. But Kasha led to Rabbi Yochanan, and if so, he had a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Because Miyom Rabbi Yochanan also the Kanech Mecheres B'Shabes, which he's saying the problem is tearing hairs. Alma Darshen Miskaben is also means Rabbi Yochanan is paskening Darshen Miskaben is also like Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yochanan Halachah Kistam Mishra. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said the klal and Shas Halachah Kistam Mishra. It's Rabbi Yochanan's rule. And the Tanam we learned the Stam Mishnah Masechtas Nazir, which the Mark quoted before. Nazir Chayfif Umafasves Avolo Serek. Nazir can do an act of fluff, smoothing down his hair or fluffing out his hair with his hands, but not with a comb. He's not allowed to tear out hairs. His intent is not to tear out hairs. A comb is a secretion. Give a Stam Mishnah says Darshin Miskabed as Mutter. So it's a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. So then the more it says, so the correct shot is like Rav Nosson Bar Yoshua. See Rashi. Mishum Sakono. The first medium sized line. Shalyanata Boyashina Harkarkasha Shi Tulia Behen. So there's the concern over here. Shina Karkasha are like the, would be the tendons, muscles, which hold the end of the intestine in place. So you don't want to cut any of those. That could be a major issue. It's not just a wound which is going to heal. He's tearing that ligament over there, so the intestines can't function properly anymore. Very dangerous. The Gemara is going to explain the issue of kishuv. That's the next piece of Gemara. Sharas Neiman, Shemeshir Esaseir, in Neshuchadut, since it's sharp, it can tear off the hair. So Nosson Bar Yoshua said, "Lo mi boy bechol, not only in the weekdays, sheinis or tilta b'tzoris, that there's no problem of moving the rocks. Also the kenech becheres, you can't use cheres b'shem kshavim. Shor yachol the kenech b'tzor." You have an option of a tzor, so obviously you should not use cheres. Abu b'shabas holvi kateres kliyalo lach this boy or you can use it to stir up the coals. Take out. I'm sure it means like take a. I'm not sure what it means. Doing something with the fire either means taking something from the fire, taking a little a coal out to transfer somewhere else. I think that's what. Or to take a little bit of water from its gave it where the water is a little puddle. Aimer Shapra Domi says consider a clee still. It's preferred the mutter she connect by militant tzor. It's more preferred to do that than to do use the tzor. Kamashlon the law. No, you cannot do that. You should not use the cheres. You should use the tzor and said imishum ksakana. Whatever the reason might be, either Sakhan or Kshav, Chazal said, we prefer you to be Metal to Muksa and not do that. Chayfev is Machlich Saroi, he smooths it down. Mephas is his carfil, he sort of combs it out with his hands. Abul Asar, not with a comb, Bemasik. Can't use a comb. Devari, over there, Devari Meshur say, over there, he's definitely going to pull out hairs. What of Shimon, Psikresha, Layomas. Psikresha is also. Abul Chayfev, Mephas is Pumim, Shainer Meshur, doesn't do it definitely. Therefore, Kukushemesher is Dover Shem Miskaven Mutter. Therefore, if it does tear it out, that wasn't his intent, then it's Mutter. Okay, I'll hold it here. So, again, I think our goal